Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fan, 1 o'clock. You hear OAR. Landfill decided not to mess with Nate Dogg today. He played his regular song instead of that change up he threw at him last week. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Fellas, it's good to talk to you. Good to hear my old song back. It's a lovely Tuesday in New York City. How are you?
We're good, buddy. This is B. Mitch and Finley on the Rude guest hotline. We've got our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Yep.
And Nate's from the DMV.
Yeah, it ain't rude, it ain't right. So Nate's rude.
lot of news. Let's start with a butt whooping against the Raiders. 17-point win. How excited were you by that?
I mean, the Raiders stink. That is one of the worst game plans I've ever seen in my life. They are a bad, abysmal team, and we've watched a lot of bad, unprepared teams in our time. They are a bad, unprepared team. That being said, we put up a 40 spot in an NFL game, and I don't care how bad or unprepared the team you're playing is, putting up a 40 spot with a backup quarterback is always hard to do and always a delight to see. It was just, I love the bounce back from Cliff Kingsbury. I thought he called a fantastic game. I thought, besides Matt Gay missing the field goal and kicking ball out of bounds on the kickoff, I thought special teams was fantastic. Yeah. Obviously, that's not a hot take, but just credit to them for playing fantastic. I thought our front on the defense played great. Bobby Wagner is an absolute machine, getting 2 sacks, just all around a lot of bright spots. A couple, you know, coverage breakdowns that, you know, they need to tighten up. Still with the penalties that they need to tighten up. But as far as an NFL game goes, that was a butt whooping, and it was just great to see being 2-1, 2-0 at home. And you know, this is what the times we prayed for. This is what we always wanted. We are a real NFL football team operating like a real NFL football team should, beating up on bad teams like we should, and that was without Jaden. And it was great. It was great, great, great.
What are you expecting moving forward then, Nate?
More of the same, you know. It's this train doesn't stop. You know, you don't rest on your laurels. You go into Atlanta, or Atlanta comes to us, and
we're going to Atlanta.
We're going to Atlanta. Sorry. And they just lost 30-0 to Carolina. They're a bad team, and we should do more of the same. It shouldn't be. We've spent so long talking about playing up and down to competition, right? We saw it year after year, playing up to good teams or getting beat by, you know, soundly by good teams, and then playing down to bad teams. I want more of these 40 burgers. I want more imposing our will on these bad teams. I don't want taking plays off. I don't want, you know, letting teams back into games. Foot on the gas, pedal to the metal, beat down on the bad teams.
Talk with my friend Barstool Nate here. We did this the other day, and I thought it was kind of fun. What was your favorite play from the Raiders game?
Yeah.
Jalen Lane, the punt return. When special teams puts points on the board and takes the pressure off the offense. And, you know, they don't have to march down the field. You don't have to, you know, get extra reps in for the offensive linemen who are just absolute dogs out there. It's always good. We haven't seen game-breaking speed like Jalen Lane, I feel like, in quite a long time, especially on special teams. And Debo. Debo, I can't believe people called this guy fat. He might be the most in-shape player I've ever seen in my life. So I just
well,
think
even his coach called him that at the time.
Yeah. But the return game this season, not just as last week, this season has been spectacular. And punt coverage, too, just if we want to get away from just, you know, the returns, the punt coverage, just spectacular. Whatever they're doing in that special teams room on the punt side of it, field goal kicking, I don't want to get into.
Larry Izzo, brother.
The field goal kicking situation still a problem. Kicking the ball out of bounds on the kickoff is a problem. But I don't want to talk about that because we just came off a huge win. We're only talking about good things. The return game has been fantastic.
The return game's been really good. The kicker situation is there. They remain confident. So I don't think people should expect much change. Whether that's good or bad, that's just the reality. I don't know how long.
I'm expecting him to get better. If they're going to keep him, I'm expecting him to get better.
Low bar, but yeah, I agree with you.
He did make a 55-yarder. Now, granted, he missed the first one, and then, you know what I mean? Like, he missed the first one. The Raiders called the timeout to try to ice him, and then he iced them.
Yeah.
Let's switch it to Atlanta here, Nate Dogg.
Sure.
What's your level of concern with Jaden with the knee?
I don't have a high level of concern. You know, we just saw Marcus Mariota play a hell of a game. And is that sustainable? We're not sure. But he is one of the better backups in the league, and I think that's very important. He's extremely prepared. He's seasoned. He understands how to win football games. Besides the one fumble, I thought he played a fantastic game. I thought his awareness in the pocket was great. I thought his reads were great. I just thought he played just an A-plus game. I don't care who you play against. It's still the NFL. It's still NFL talent. And Marcus Mariota looked fantastic.
He did.
My worry about Jaden is not super high. I think they are proceeding with caution, with extreme caution. I think playing Atlanta this coming up week, if this was the Super Bowl, you would imagine Jaden plays. It's not the Super Bowl. So I'm happy to let him have more time. You know, he has a long, fruitful MVP caliber career ahead of him. We know what it's like to rush players back. We don't want to do that. We know Atlanta is absolute poo-poo. So I'm okay with giving him extra time if he needs it.
I'm jumping in. I don't disagree if you like Mariota in the spot and you want Jaden to rest more. I am jumping in. I think we got to chill with Atlanta's absolute poo-poo. This is the NFL. The Packers, everybody thought were going undefeated, and they just lost to the Browns. I want to, at least in the 4 hours of airwaves I'm in charge of, we're going to chill with the Atlanta sucks. There's no way.
I mean, yeah, they got players. They got the best running back in the league. But overall, as a team, I would classify them as poo-poo. And I think that's a fair assessment. I think, you know, if you want to talk about Browns-Packers, I think the Packers win that game 9 out of 10 times. Sometimes in the NFL, the worst team does win.
Right.
We know that. But if we're gonna tier teams, I'm going to put the Falcons purely in the poo-poo tier.
That's fair.
Hey, Nate don't have to play. It's all good.
What's your level of concern with the Terry McLaurin injury?
Buddy Baker, I will never forgive you for what you've done to Terry McLaurin. And I know, JP, you're going to say it's not his fault. It is his fault. That being said, not a great start for Terry until, you know, that 70-yard pass on Sunday where he actually did score, but it wasn't really a touchdown, whatever. And now he has the thigh injury and he's questionable to play on Sunday. It's frustrating. I'm not going to overthink it, but I am. You know, he just signed the $100 million deal. He has 10 receptions through 3 games. It's not what you want out of your number one guy. But I try not to think about that because the team is winning and the team, for the most part, looks good. You know, zero touchdowns should be one. It's not what you want out of your number one wide receiver, and now he might not even play on Sunday. It's not what you want out of your $100 million wide receiver. But again, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take I'm not thrilled. Obviously, I'm not thrilled with it because of all the offseason nonsense. And I'm trying not to, you know,
it's football, make though, a Nate. Correlation between that. People get hurt in this game of football.
I know. And I'm so, trying not to correlate the injury to the
offseason.
Think
about last year. He didn't explode till week three either last year. So
yeah, now he's not even going to have a week four. And
but you don't know that for a fact.
It's just I'm just frustrated by everything with him, and I know it's not really his fault, but what else am I going to do but just to be kind of just like, hey, we paid you, go out there and perform. He's not performing up to snuff, but it's fine. We're winning football games.
Well, in that case, you got to say it about more than just him, because a lot of people are not performing up to snuff at this point.
Hey, B-Mitch, I'm with you, and I'm trying not to, you know, bring the offseason stuff into this injury. I know they have one has nothing with the other, but it's hard not to.
All right. Nate, always the voice of reason. A lot of people yell about Bill not getting more carries. I think they pretty clearly have a committee approach, and they're going to stick to it maybe over time.
And they should.
Bill kind of emerges.
Yeah.
Where do you land on the run game? The run game's really good. I don't think you should complain about how they're running it.
Yeah, whatever works, don't mess with it just because people, you know, want Bill to get more carries. It's clear, and maybe JP, you could talk on a little more. They're not fully confident in him in pass protection, which will limit his time on the field. And if that's so, I mean, Bill is an outstanding runner. His cuts are outstanding. His vision is outstanding. His power is fantastic. I think everybody who has watched every second of every game is like, Bill is that dude. It's not just like a funny name and we're running with it. It's not one of those things. He's a legit guy out on the field, and he has a future in this league for sure. Once he gets his pass protection, you know, down, I think we'll see more of him. But for the time being, this offensive line is doing their thing. The running back by committee is working. I see no reason to tamper with it. If all three running backs are staying fresh and all of them are running for 6 yards a carry, let's keep doing it.
Yep.
I think you're right there.
I think I agree with you on that.
Defensively, how do they match that effort against Atlanta that they had against Vegas?
I mean, Von Miller getting a sack was nice to see, right? Like, I don't think any of us were positive what we were going to get out of him. It's just nice to see him, you know, get on the field, get to the quarterback, get a sack. I don't love our edge rushers, but I feel like everybody's doing just enough to get, you know, the pressure on the quarterback. I think our front four has played great. Daron Payne has played great. Dorrance Armstrong has been great. Kinlaw, I mean, there's not enough good things you can say about these guys. Bobby Wagner still playing at a high level. And then our secondary, it looks like Trey might be a little banged up. Percy Butler, a little banged up. We had to, you know, sign Darnell Savage because Will Harris is hurt. The secondary is holding on for dear life. You know, we just have to get out of this Atlanta game and get these guys healthy. The defense, I'm not worried about, but we have to get them healthy.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's
health is wealth.
Tough stretch here.
And Mikey has not had a good start to the season whatsoever. And Marshawn Lattimore, it seems like he's leaving every game, you know, with some sort of injury, coming back, being doubtful to come back, whatever. The secondary is in shambles, and I really need them to pull it together for Sunday.
I mean, if you think of – listen, let's run through it. Jaden, knee. Terry, quad. Noah Brown, groin and the knee. John Bates, yep. Groin. Now, we had Bates on the show a little earlier. He said he's itching to get back out there. We'll see how it goes this week.
Mm-hmm.
Percy Butler, hip. Trey Amos, calf. That's just the guys that might play this week. Might not, too.
Yeah.
You got four guys on IR in John Jones, Will Harris, Dietrich Wise, and Eckler, and you still have Cosme on the pup.
Yep.
It's week four.
Yeah.
Not good.
A lot of people, but I just want to throw something out there for people because I need you all to jump off, you know, get off the bridge and go down and sit down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was in the divisional playoff last year, and they lost like 20-something, 30 people. If you pick the right squad, you coach them up, everybody can play. Football is a sport where people get injured. That don't mean just because somebody get hurt or somebody get banged up, they're going to be done. They can still play. They can still win.
Yeah, I mean, we knew this coming in. We knew this last year, and we're still dealing with it. We are behind in depth, and that's and I don't want to get into it. You know, it upsets me, JP. The Ron Rivera drafts are just the worst string of drafts a guy can possibly do, and it put us behind a little bit. And that's why our average age is higher than anybody else in the league, because they had to go out and sign guys they could plug in immediately to make the team better. That being said, Bemis, you're right. It is a next man up league. And that's what they're going to have to do. And the guys, you know, second, third string guys know this. And I think we do have some guys that can step up and fill in admirably. It's just unfortunate we have Qs on the depth chart next to basically everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's not – people get caught up in the age thing. It's not just old guys getting hurt.
The young guys are hurt.
Amos is a rookie. I don't know. The injury list is significant, though. For sure.
But it's not over with.
No, dude, it's week four.
Yeah.
It wasn't over after they lost to the Packers. It's not over now. Nate, I wanted to zoom out from football for just a moment. We just had Jim Smith, the athletic director at Maryland, on the program.
Yep.
You're a proud Terp alum.
I am.
We've documented that you never travel for your beloved Washington Commanders. What do the Terps need to get to record-wise before you're coming down to College Park after dark for a game?
JV, I think this has turned from you wanting me to travel to a game. You just want to hang out with me, and I love that.
It's B-Mitch. He keeps asking me to ask you.
No, I'm not.
Nah,
B-Mitch. Man, Nate talked too much negative stuff for me to want to hang out with him. Nah.
Negative? Yeah, I'm the most optimistic guy I know.
You're a negative nanny.
It's because you never leave your apartment. You're the only guy you know.
That is a great point, JV. Cannot argue there. Maryland football is exciting. I mean, you get a five-star under center, and you go into Wisconsin, and you just lay the smack down on them. You know, getting some AP votes, it's exciting. But, you know, Mike Locksley, he's still in the hot seat for me. And we've seen hot starts from Maryland football in the past, and then you get into Big Ten play, and everything falls apart. I believe he's 19-40 now at Maryland in Big Ten play.
You know and why – I disagree with you tremendously. Getting Malik Washington to stay at home only happens with Locks. He has an unbelievable ability to recruit.
I'm not dead. His recruiting is second to none.
Yeah.
It's when you get into Big Ten play. And we've gotten some unfavorable schedules, but you know we have it coming up. We're going to have to play Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. That ain't easy. You know, not every game is going to be against Towson. So I'm cautiously optimistic that they can, you know, turn the corner this season, you know, maybe get like a 9-win season, win a bowl game, and build from there. It's been a long time coming.
They,
you know,
they beat Auburn in a bowl 2 years ago. It's not a long Auburn, time coming.
No, they need people like Nate to give more money so they can get better players.
JP, I know what you're doing, but when you beat Auburn in the Meineke Bowl game, when Auburn rests 47
they
starters.
They beat Auburn in the Nashville Music City Bowl. They beat an SEC team in SEC country, and you just want to, like, pick reasons to not think that's cool.
I told you.
I think it's cool.
Negative Nate.
Negative Nate, dude. Yep. Negative Nate.
If you're fine going 8-5 and winning the oil change bowl against a bunch of backups in Nashville, fine.
Nate,
I aim higher.
Nate, don't. We're talking Maryland football in the Big Ten. I am good with that. Give me 8-9 wins, win a bowl game.
They act like this team has always been like a top-notch football program.
In the 12-team playoff, maybe we sneak in there.
When I was coming up, we were going to the Orange Bowl. We were a powerhouse.
That happened once. They went to the Orange Bowl.
We were
Bowl
a
once.
National powerhouse when I was coming up, and
no,
now you want to go.
You never were.
Play.
You never were.
You want to go play the Toaster Strudel
You're
Bowl
just lying.
Against a bunch of backups. That's JP's happy.
When were you in school when you were coming up? Shut up.
When I
they
was
went to
coming
one
up
Orange
game,
Bowl. It was my junior year
Maryland
of college.
Basketball.
I was there.
And Maryland football were powerhouses, and now you're happy just being there.
Brian, how long have you lived in the DMV? 40 years?
Over 30 years.
30 years?
And I don't know what Nate's talking about.
Sorry, I want better for my alma mater.
I want powerhouse
in
hoops. I want good in football, and I'm happy. All right, I'm going to give you something where you'll be insanely optimistic. Caps preseason has started.
Wagon. Just an absolute wagon of a team. just wake me up in the playoffs. This team is once again going to be great. It's once again a long 82-game regular season just to get us to the playoffs. I wish we could fast forward now. Caps team, just very, very good. They're going to be good all season.
Was it shrooms or sativa you did this morning, Nate?
Brother, I'm high on life. Are you kidding me?
Nah, the stuff you just say sometimes. I wonder, do you really believe in anything
ketamine.
You say?
Ketamine.
Look, if there's one thing I know, it's Caps hockey. I watched every second of preseason game number one. This team might win the President's Trophy, B. Mitch, and you can write that down right now. This team is an absolute powerhouse. Ovi's a little banged up right now. You know better than anybody, B. Mitch. How is Ovi banged up right now? He's banged up. He's in non-contact.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about with that, Nate. I never miss a game but one.
All right. We got to let you go, dude. You're driving us nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll talk to you guys.
I was high on life till Nate came on the damn phone.
Goodbye, man. Mitch,
you got to just smoke some life,
I'm hanging
brother,
up on you. Goodbye. All right, we need to focus.
Ban him from the show for the next 3 weeks.
Nate might be getting a week off. We need to focus here. We have a serious operation in play. When we return, Jeff Walker is going to go in the alley and hit an exploding golf ball. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Chip Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm not sure we could have more going on in one moment possible, but I'm going to update everybody what's happening. Jeff and White Brian are out in the alley about to hit an exploding golf ball in the alley. I could see them from the window, and I'm going to tweet out a photo to make sure everybody knows to get on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream right now. Jeffrey, how we feeling out there?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm good, man.
When's the last time you hit golf balls?
Probably like 2 weeks ago at Langston.
Okay, how's your game?
I mean, I'm still where I'm at.
You're bad.
I'm getting the ball off consistently, though.
Okay, so here's my question. Are you confident you will actually explode this golf ball?
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to watch you guys out the window, but it's also incredibly difficult to do that while I'm on the air and while I'm sure White Brian wants me to remain on the stream. Landfill, what do you think of my current positioning right now? I'm leaning on the back of the glass trying to look out the window.
Absolutely wild.
Landfill, as far as radio bits go, how dumb is this one?
It's not great.
I'm starting to agree with you the more I have to sit in my current position. Jeff, you see me up? Jeff's out there dancing like a fool. Jeff, I think you want more stream time in your life anyway.
Hey, man, when you a star, this was given to you.
Oh, my God. I wish B was here for that line. All right. So everybody knows, Comandante Tequila sent in incredibly bizarre boxes of golf balls that Jeff said, somebody said they were covered in white stuff, which is kind of odd. Damn. All right, Jeff just took a really, really fast swing. Were the golf balls covered in weird substances?
No, but you can tell the golf balls were fake because they don't feel like golf balls at all.
Okay, great. Pause. Now, which, are you hitting this towards the building or at White Brian?
I'm going to hit it towards that building.
Okay, you could easily.
So I don't hit nobody's car.
You could hit that purple car right there, no problem.
Oh no, I'm good.
I don't think you are.
My swing is accurate.
No, it's not. All right, Landfill, you got a drum
roll?
All right,
I'm hanging up. Let's get it.
All right.
Over under one swing.
Do you miss the ball when you try to hit it?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking if you think I'm gonna miss the ball.
It's in baseball, Jeff. In golf, you're not supposed to miss the ball. So I'm going to take on one swing. Good God. All right, here we go. Everybody get on the YouTube stream. I will describe this. Put the phone down, Jeff. How Jeff doesn't
Let's
have
get
AirPods
it.
For this event is pretty remarkable. You don't have to hang up, Jeff. I still want the audio, dummy. All right, well, Jeff hung up, forgetting that this is a radio program first. All right, here we go. He's stepping in. He's got the club in his hand. It is a very old, like, little sand wedge that somebody left here. Oh, and a car just pulled out. Thank God Jeff didn't hit it right there. Oh, my God. He swung and missed. Oh, he got the second one, though. It's a girl. It looks like this golf ball was a gender reveal toy, and it's a lot of pink dust out there. He's got more. All right. Keep going, Jeff. Landfill, how embarrassing is it that he swung and missed?
I mean, that's pretty much what we expected, right? This is Jeff's golf game. I mean, he shoots like 120, and that's not counting all the strokes.
Right. All right. The second one was a white ball. Jeff's walking like he just won a championship or something. That was really pretty poor effort. Toby, get on that mic. You watched it. What'd you think of Jeff's game there?
Well, when he hit the ball, it wasn't horrible because we couldn't see the direction. It just exploded. So I think that was the best thing for him.
What do you think of him missing on his first attempt?
That's pretty bad, JP. I mean, you could literally almost chip that golf ball. You don't have to hit very hard, and it's going to explode. And he missed.
Dude, he missed. And I don't know if you had the audio. He asked me before, over under, how many swings. And I didn't even know what he meant. I thought he meant, like, am I going to be able to break it? He was preparing to miss.
Yeah, it should be one swing. That's all you should need. It shouldn't be that difficult to hit the golf ball that's not moving. And he somehow managed to not hit it.
That was something. Shout out to Comandante Tequila for thinking that we were going to not notice those were just fake-ass golf balls. Although I guess, Ben, I've also come up with a naming system, Landfill. All of a sudden, there's a very large red-headed man around frequently and a short red-headed man around frequently.
Correct.
So I think we call them Big Red and Little Red.
Okay.
So Ben, a.k.a. Little Red, apparently took one of these balls out and hit them unknowing they were explosive.
That's tough.
You got to be a moron. They very clearly aren't real golf balls when you hold them.
Very clearly. There's even a pink line going around it.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. That Jeff, I appreciate you going out there and trying. It's always fun when we get somebody out in the alley during the live portion of the program. Lanfield, would you say that Jeff impressed people today?
No. His golf swing certainly didn't impress anybody.
I mean, he swung so hard and just picked his head right up.
Yep.
Like, the two things you're supposed to do, swing easy, keep your head down.
I mean, I think maybe you could make an argument that Jeff didn't want to hit the concrete down there, but it's a terrible, crappy, old wedge that nobody knows
who
owns it.
Do we even know whose it is?
Nobody knows whose it is. Nobody could care any less about it if you did a little damage to that one. And he just swung and missed.
He swung and missed. And then was real hype about his performance in the subsequent two swings. Congrats, Jeff. You broke an exploding golf ball that Little Red broke with a putter, is my understanding.
I am kind of alarmed at how long it's taken them to get up here. Do you think they are potentially locked out of the building?
No, it's Jeff. Everything takes longer than it should.
Because there's stairs, like, right there. It should have taken them probably... It would have taken me 3 minutes to walk up the stairs.
But you're not a big stairs guy.
I'm not a big stairs guy. No. Stairs and I don't do well together. But these guys, it should have taken them about 45 seconds to get up here.
I mean, seriously, we sent the bottom two guys in our reliability ratings outside, and now we're surprised it took them a while to get back? I don't know that we should be surprised. Jeff, are you proud of yourself? Jeff's back.
Yes, I'm proud of myself. I connected on the first swing each time.
No, you didn't.
No, the first one was a practice swing. I was trying to get my power right.
I do not believe you.
You ain't seen me swinging that entire time?
I saw you have a practice swing before.
Yeah, and then when I walked up, I said, I'm going to practice, and then I'm going to get it right. Didn't I, White Brian?
He was really stressed. He wasn't going to hit the ball, so he did take a practice swing.
You missed.
That was
You're telling me your miss was a practice swing?
Yes, I got over it just to, you know, make sure I keep myself down. I was like, all right, let's get it.
I
do the same thing on the golf course, too.
How often do you miss the golf ball while playing golf?
It's always around, like, hole 15 through 18 when the fatigue starts to set in. Yes, you will get fatigue when you hit the ball, and you got to go find it every time you hit it.
I play golf, Jeff. I'm aware of how it goes. I
but you don't lose your ball as much as I lose my ball, JP. that's what you don't understand.
I mean, that's kind of the point, though, of golf. You're not supposed to lose the ball.
Right, you're supposed to go the whole round with one ball.
Hey, it's a lot of things we're not supposed to do, and we still do it. That's why we get better.
Well, listen, anytime somebody wants to send in various explosive objects. Hold on, let me.
Nope, absolutely not. No, under no circumstances do that.
People want to send in more wacky stuff for Jeff to hit in the alley. I support that. Is that better phrase, Lanfield?
Yeah, if you want to send in prank golf balls, that's fine.
What about if somebody drops off a tomato?
Sure.
Like, I think we could make Jeff hits the X item in the alley with a golf club into a weekly segment.
I mean, Commander Tequila just sent us gender reveal golf balls. Why not?
That is, Commander Tequila never ceases to amaze me. He's an interesting fella. A kind fella, but interesting. Now, last time Commander Tequila gave us a number of gifts, we all realized he was moving and just didn't want to get rid of some stuff, so he gave it to us.
Yeah, he was moving. He emptied out his house, and then he just found all the stuff he didn't want, and he brought it to us like we would want it. He brought us expired cereal.
That's right there in the window.
Do you think Commander Tequila sent us gender reveal golf balls because he just had them laying around the house?
He's moving again.
Did he go and buy these for us?
I think he probably just had them lying around.
That may be one of the most... That's a weird thing to have laying around.
I honestly think...
Like, typically you buy those for a very specific purpose.
Yeah, I honestly think he thought we would not recognize the sleeve of balls to not be normal golf balls. But, I mean, as soon as the casing moved, you heard it sound like ping pong balls.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what should Jeff... Next Tuesday, Jeff's going to hit something with a golf club in the alley. Open to suggestions. I kind of like the tomato idea. Maybe as we get in, will next Tuesday be October?
Yes. Ain't it? Yeah. No.
I think.
No, it will not.
I think we need Jeff to hit a pumpkin with a golf club.
I think that might hurt him. I think he'd break his wrist.
Yeah.
Pumpkin's got some serious mass to it.
I'll hit one with the baseball bat.
Okay. I mean.
Smashing pumpkins.
There you go. I don't want you breaking your wrist. But, you know, hit it with a driver maybe?
That might break. Wouldn't that break the driver?
Probably. All right. Next week, Jeff hits a tomato with a golf club.
Headbutt the pumpkin. I think I could take a pumpkin.
Now we have another segment. White Brian drops a pumpkin from a ladder.
No, Jeff's head. No dropping. We're going to set it up on like something that's like.
White Brian just holds it.
Yeah, and I'm going to give a headbutt right through it.
You think your head
can go through a pumpkin?
So you're
yes.
worried about a driver breaking, but you're into headbutting a pumpkin.
See, I'm a hard-headed guy, so it's not.
Lord, we know.
I need my hands so I can DJ, so I cannot risk messing up my hands.
Don't need your head to DJ.
Nah, the music is in me, brother.
What a world we live in, folks. But if you, like me, are considering getting the hell out of here, there's only one company you should call for your moving needs. That's Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Seriously, almost everybody at this station has used Metropolitan Moving and Storage for their moves. JP Flame has, Grant has. Chris Kynard, the Cluster Buster, has Danny Ruye like 100 times. I've known these guys for 25 years or so. I've known these guys since high school. McCarty, John Neal, these are great dudes that do a great job. Whatever it is you need, office, residential, say you got some like extra special sentimental value items that you want to make sure they're protected. Whatever it is, they'll build a custom crate for chandeliers, art, whatever you got. They'll send a moving consultant to your house or your office to go through all of your options before you move and give you a free on-site estimate. Plus, if you're going long distance, they'll give you a dedicated truck and crew for the long distance move, which means you don't have to share truck space. That is a huge difference from a lot of these movers. Take it from me, they're the only guys I would call. Call Justin, 301-279-0090. Again, 301-279-0090. McCarty, Justin was a hell of a football player back in the high school days. Give him a shout, or you can check him out online, dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's who I would go with, and you should too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I got to do an ad read. I feel like the stream kind of popped there for a minute. White Brian, a bunch of people wanted to see my man Jeff.
Yeah, I feel bad. My iPhone camera was not very good there.
Yeah, dude, what were you doing?
I think my data must have just been bad in the alley.
Great job. Next week, maybe we lock it up a little before Jeff goes out there and hits tomato with a golf ball. All right? With a golf club, rather. It'd be really impressive if he did it with a golf ball. Let's make some bets. Here's what I know. I won last night. White Brian, how'd we all do?
Landfill and B-Mitch lost, and you, me, and Jeff won.
Love to hear it. Just the boys. The boys versus the bosses. What all did you guys have? Jeff had an anytime touchdown, maybe?
For Jahmyr Gibbs, yes.
Good call with that. What'd you have, Dub B?
I had Rashad Bateman's over on receiving yards.
What did Landfill have?
The Ravens.
They lost Landfill.
Yeah, they suck. I should have known betting on a team from Maryland.
Hey, so, I mean, where do the Commanders play, donk? B obviously feels very one-sided about Kansas City. Who do you like, Chiefs, Ravens? Who's the better 1-2 team?
I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. I got to go Chiefs.
You're saying for this weekend?
Mm-hmm. And just generally, too. They have Mahomes.
I'd go Ravens. But whatever. We got all week to figure that out. What do we like tonight, boys?
Besides Yankees plus one, I mean, minus 1.5.
Jeff 0, golf ball 1. The practice swing, Lamville, truly hit us with the practice swing. Are there any really, White Brian, you get like 40 seconds to do this. Are there any really important baseball games tonight? We're getting down to crunch time in MLB, but it seems like everything's kind of buttoned up in these wild card races.
The Guardians and the Tigers have a series basically for the division, and then the Mets are playing the Cubs and the Reds are playing the Pirates. And
but
that's
the
a race
Guardians and the Tigers, like the loser of that is probably in as a wild card, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much in, but they would get a first round bye if they win the division.
So then the Mets and the... What's the Mets situation?
The Reds have the tiebreaker, so they're currently in. The Mets need to finish with a better record over the last 6 games. And then the Diamondbacks are still there, but they have 2 games to make up.
Do the last 2 wild card teams play each other in the one game? Is that what they still do?
The 4 and 5, so the top 2 wild card teams play each other, and the 6 seed plays the worst division winner.
Okay, gotcha. Lanville, what do you got tonight?
Normally when PFAT's pitching, I bet on the Diamondbacks, but they're playing the Dodgers and Otani's pitching, so I'm going to go with the Dodgers.
I'm taking Scooble. Scooble's on the bump for the Tigers. It matters for the division. Sorry, Cleveland. Give me Scooble. Detroit Rock City.
Reds and Cubs.
Reds and Cubs for White Brian. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to John Bates for joining us, Commanders tight end. Thank you to Jim Smith for joining us, University of Maryland athletic director. And thank you, I suppose, to Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, making time for us, even if he drives us crazy. Thank you to Jeff for hitting gender reveal golf ball in the alley and then kind of running away when he realized somebody should clean that up. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.